Palestinians in the besieged Gaza Strip rallied following the Friday prayers to mark International Quds Day. Millions of people around the world hold rallies every year to mark this day, which takes place on the last Friday of the holy Muslim month of Ramadan, to support the people of Palestine. Protesters shouted slogans against Israel and demanded an end to the Israeli occupation. They also held banners about Quds Day and the occupied city of Jerusalem al-Quds.
International Quds Day is a day of solidarity with the occupied city of Jerusalem al-Quds and the Aqsa Mosque. On this day, we tell the Zionist enemies that they will never be able to live with security in our land. They don't belong here and they have no right to live on our sacred land.
International Quds Day was declared in 1979 by the late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini, to drum up international solidarity for the Palestinian people. Protesters held banners thanking Iran and its leadership for this special global event.
We thank Iran for this special day that focuses the attention on Jerusalem al-Quds. This day is a reminder to the whole world that Jerusalem al-Quds is an occupied city.
I extend my cordial gratitude to Iran for its support for Jerusalem al-Quds, and I call on all Arab countries to follow in the footsteps of Iran and support the Palestinian people.
People also stressed their unwavering support for resistance against the Israeli occupation.
We are willing to sacrifice our lives for the sake of Jerusalem al-Quds. We suffered under occupation for many years, but we will continue our resistance. The Israeli enemy must understand that it has no place in our land.
Palestinians have been struggling for decades to regain their freedom and establish their independent state.
Thanks to the late founder of Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini, International Quds Day continues to draw worldwide attention to the plight of the Palestinian people. Ashraf Shanan, Press TV, Gaza.